It's Saturday the 20th of May. I'm Kira Revins, and this was a week that saw asylum seekers protest causing chaos in Clare. Zelensky hit the road in search of fighter jets, Leo's partner in hot water with the Brits, and big BAFTA wins for Derry Girls.
Grab a cup of something hot. Put up your feet and get up to speed on the seven biggest stories of the week. This is the Standout 7 from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. It's news,
but not the news.
Ireland's emergency accommodation system is under huge pressure, with 582 recently arrived asylum seekers in Ireland who have no government-provided accommodation. Last weekend saw far-right-inspired protests and the burning of a camp set up by homeless asylum seekers. Fortunately, no one was injured in the blaze. CEO of the Irish Refugee Council, Nick Henderson, described the weekend's events as disgraceful.
Shocking and disgraceful and deeply distressing to flagrantly abuse people who are sleeping rough, who are seeking asylum, to then burn out their tents, to go to another location and directly abuse people and threaten people is just disgraceful.
The Taoiseach announced an investigation is underway into the far-right led violence against homeless asylum seekers in Dublin, saying he was shocked and horrified at the events in the city centre.
No human being should be treated in that way, and what we're going to do is work with the Gardaí to make sure that those people are detected, that they're held to account, that they're brought to justice, so they can't harm anybody else, and we as a government again doing everything we can to provide shelter for those who've come here.
Spokesperson for the Gardaí representative organisation, Brendan O'Connor, says that the extra policing is putting pressure on a force that's already stretched to the limit.
The city centre is already depleted in terms of police numbers, and this is an additional burden placed on our members. So a very difficult and challenging situation for our members to face.
The refugee row then spread to Clare on Tuesday as local residents blockaded the entry to a hotel in County Clare where asylum seekers were to be housed. Donáisce Micheál Martin said he's increasingly concerned about far-right agitators targeting those who've come to Ireland seeking refuge.
There is a far-right element who are spreading disinformation. So there's a lot of disinformation, a lot of aggression and negativity, which is not acceptable. And I think the vast majority of the Irish people have no trouble with this.
On Monday, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar had said he didn't think there were enough Gardaí police in the streets to stop such attacks. But on Tuesday, coalition partner and leader of the Green Party, Eamon Ryan, disagreed.
Having discussed with Minister Harris and Minister Gorman, I think we're all in agreement that it isn't a Garda resource issue here. The problem is those protesters, they're putting everyone in danger.
As the week went on, there was no sign of any let-up of the protests in Inch and County Clare. Local people continued to blockade the entrance and exits to the Magana House Hotel, which has been on use since 2019. They're protesting over the housing of 29 male asylum seekers at the property. Local County Councillor Mary Howard said that there's no sign of any shift in attitudes either as the dispute goes on.
The local residents feel very vulnerable, and I don't think until there is some form of communication that is regular with them, I don't think they're going to feel comfortable to remove the blockage until such time as that happens.
Joe O'Brien, the Minister of State at the Department of Rural and Community Development, headed to Clare on Thursday to meet with protesters who continued to block access to the hotel in Inch that is housing 29 asylum seekers. Thursday evening saw the Garda Commissioner meet with the Minister for Justice and the Integration Minister to discuss policing strategies, as new figures revealed there have been 125 anti-immigrant demonstrations so far this year. Simon Harris was defending the Gardaí's approach.
The Gardaí, in my view, have police the situation appropriately, balancing the rights that people have to protest with absolutely no right that anybody has to endanger life or to intimidate. It is absolutely my view that it's really important that the Gardaí have an input in relation to accommodation situations. And what I mean by that is that they're kept very closely in the loop.
With over 500 people waiting for accommodation, new centres have been opened, including in Dunleary. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says it's important the majority stands firm against the far-right agitation and that there won't be further protests at the new locations.
I have to say I was really encouraged by the cross-party response from all four TDs in Dunleary, all saying that they understand that this is a crisis, and in a crisis the perfect is the enemy of the good, and all four TDs in Dunleary are welcoming or at least accepting of the fact that we need to provide accommodation for people urgently because we can't have people on the streets.
Ukrainian President Zelensky spent the week clocking up air miles, starting with a trip to the Pope in Rome on Saturday, then Germany and France. While in Germany, he picked up a new aid package worth 2.7 billion euro and expressed his thanks to German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. He said the priority is to clear Russia out of Ukraine.
We will not attack Russian territory. We are preparing a counter-offensive to occupy the illegitimately conquered territories within the framework of our legitimate borders, which are recognised worldwide.
Next stop on the tour tour was the UK, with PM Rishi Sunak had a bit of a fanboy moment when he greeted him at the official country residence, Chequers.
You are actually the first foreign leader that I've had the privilege of welcoming here as Prime Minister. Your leadership, your country's bravery and fortitude are an inspiration to us all. I look forward to us discussing what more we can do to support you and your country.
During the two-hour meeting, Rishi pledged to send hundreds more air defence missiles and armed drones to Ukraine to help them prepare for their highly anticipated counter-offensive against Russian forces. President Zelensky says he's thankful for Britain's support.
You are with us, together with us, all Great Britain. You and your government, it's very important. So thank you very much for all support.
The Black Sea grain deal, which sees Russia providing safe passage for Ukrainian grain, has been renewed for another 2 months on Wednesday. And the Council of Europe meeting in Iceland agreed to set up a register of damages to track Russia's damages in their war in Ukraine. And US Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says it's an important step.
What they are doing is unconscionable, and we have to start the process of holding them accountable and have them be called to the mat to pay for the damages that they have caused.
Russia continued to hammer Ukraine with cruise missile and drone attacks all week in what appears to be an attempt to put the US Patriot air defense system out of commission. Ukraine continues to request F-16 fighter jets, but while European allies are happy to assist with training, it appears that the final say rests with the US. With Ukrainian President Zelensky due to address the G7 summit this weekend, it appears the pressure on Joe Biden and the US will continue to mount. Meanwhile, the UK Defence Secretary held a joint press conference with his Norwegian counterpart Bjorn Arild Gram on the risk from Russia in the North Sea. Ben says that the Russians have a number of worrying programmes which are designed to attack undersea cables and pipelines.
What we can say without doubt is Russia has the intent and the capability to target the West's critical national infrastructure. We have to have the intent and the capability to defend it.
The Central Statistics Office has released a new report looking at sexual violence in Ireland. It's part of a series of reports which are intended to inform social and judicial policy. The latest report focused on those who experience sexual violence as adults. Helen McGrath is a survey analyst for the CSO.
We have things broken down by, you know, sexual orientation, education level, disability status, and we're also providing additional detail as well. For example, the age when the experience first began, the sex of the perpetrator, and the location of the experience in the case of non-partner experience.
The findings show that 1 in 10 adults who have experienced sexual violence did so in the last 12 months, and that rises to 30% in 18 to 24-year-olds. Nolene Blackwell of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre says the figures match up with her experience and that the government needs to do more work in the area of sex education and consent.
Anyone working with those who are victims of sexual violence are seeing more and more young people coming through, coming to us looking for therapy and support. There is a real worry about where they are getting their information about what is and is not acceptable.
Heavy storms have caused chaos in the northern Italian region of Emilia-Romagna, with at least 9 people dead and thousands displaced as 21 rivers have burst their banks. It's led to the cancellation of this weekend's Imola Grand Prix, and that's not the end of the bad weather news. The World Meteorological Organization has warned that we're facing 5 years of unprecedented temperatures as the weather phenomenon El Nino returns and climate change continues. Head of Communications Brigitte Perrin says it's going to be pretty bad.
You will see that global temperatures are set to break new records, and that there are unfortunately very good chances that annual temperature will temporarily exceed 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels.
Still to come on the Standout 7 Ireland edition, the Irish win at the BAFTAs, and Leo's partner is in hot water. Right after this.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back.
The launch of a first-of-its-kind database could help identify the remains of 44 people. Coroners around the country collated the information, which contains details that could help jog memories, like where and when the remains were located, if there were tattoos, burnt marks or other items found. Pat O'Connor is the spokesperson for the Coroner's Society of Ireland and says it's very significant.
It does put together in one database all of the information that has been collated from the coroner's files. The reality is forensic medicine has improved dramatically.
There are currently around 850 missing persons cases on the Garda Pulse system. Relatives who have loved ones that are missing are being encouraged to submit DNA samples for the database in the hope that some of the unidentified remains can be claimed. Minister of State at the Department of Justice, James Brown, says it's a very important step forward for those families.
Even if we only manage to repatriate one set of remains for one family, I think this entire process will have been worthwhile.
On Monday, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar found himself at the centre of an embarrassing international incident. It comes after his partner Matthew Barrett's jokey private Instagram post from King Charles III's coronation leaked. Guests were asked not to use their phones during the ceremony, and there's been outrage in the UK at Mr. Barrett's posts, including one comparing the moment of coronation to the sorting hat scene in Harry Potter. Leo responded to the calls for a public apology on Monday afternoon on a visit to Limerick.
Yeah, look, Matt's a private individual, my partner for over 7 years now. It was some private messages sent to some friends on his private account. You know, he never intended them to go public, but look, we've spoken about it, and I think it's fair to say that won't happen again.
Sunday night saw the BAFTA Awards handing out prizes for the best in UK TV. The Irish series Bad Sisters picked up two awards for Best Drama and Supporting Actress for Anne-Marie Macduff. Moesha won Best Actor for This Is Going to Hurt. Plus, as the voice of Paddington Bear, her and Her Majesty picked up TV Moment of the Year for the Platinum Jubilee Tea Party. Derry Girls also picked up two awards for Best Scripted Comedy and for Best Female Performance in a Comedy Role, which went to Sister Michael, better known as Irish actress Siobhan McSweeney.
So I've been warned to not be like really, really boring or sad and stuff. So I'm going to start with a funny bit. As my mother lay dying in the Bon Secours Hospital in Cork, one of the very last things she said to me was, would I not consider retraining as a teacher if she could see me now getting a BAFTA for playing a teacher? Joke's on you, ma'am!
You've been listening to the Smart 7 Ireland edition. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit the follow button and have a great day. Give us 7 minutes and we'll give you the world.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.